Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, rickmaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R.com. Right, Rick?
That's it.
I get that right?
Yep.
So Rick's talking to us about how to make sure that when people, especially those that are inside our four walls, our number one customers, our employees, and our immediate, I call them operational stakeholders too. You know, it might be contractors, right? And
yep.
So anyway, Rick's trying to help us with how we get across to them what we want to get across in a way that makes them give us something back useful. Well, we can all go forward and execute. Rick, you gave us some great examples last segment, but we have a new group of folks in the marketplace they call millennials, and they respond differently to information and to instructions. I don't mean that to sound when I say different. I don't mean wrong. I just mean different. And when you're talking to them, I'm generalizing, so forgive me, but I've seen this quite often. Other people have reported on this. Perhaps you've heard of this, Rick. But they have a different way of hearing things, and they don't always have the context. This is what I'm worried about, Rick. When a boss is giving a millennial instructions, they have a lot of content, but they don't have as much context.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been worried that they'll nod their head, and they've heard my content, but they haven't put it into context. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I haven't worked enough with millennials to have experienced very much of that. But I think your point's a valid one, even if you expand it beyond millennials, that when people just have the content, okay, boss, I know what I'm supposed to do, but they have no idea why what they're doing is important,
mm-hmm.
or what it leads to. It's one of the old assembly line kind of things. So, yes, I know my job, but I have no idea. Oh, I didn't know we were making cars. That without the context, and context also could include timeliness and quality and, I mean, all kinds of things.
And the implications.
And the implications, yeah.
Yes.
So if you've got a group, whether it's millennials or not, but a group that really doesn't get the context, it's really in your best interest to make sure they do. And it may be hard. Some people aren't used to it. Some people may not really feel like they need that. And nevertheless, kind of the why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this important? That urgency has got to come across, or else people are just saluting and doing precisely what you tell them, which is sometimes okay, but it's sure not good if you want them to be looking for problems and opportunities and all that. So,
well, if you're talking to someone who's been around the block a few times, let's say that they're at least 40 years old, well, they've had enough time in the marketplace that they understand the power and the value of context. Millennials, as good as they are, and I mean they make excellent employees, and Rick, they may be the best human beings we've ever made. I mean that. Their values are excellent. They're really good people. But the point, the thing is though, is that they seem to have less of a regard for context until you just may have to go a little farther. The story I promised them, Rick, is. When I was managing my daughter's second grade softball team many, many years ago, that was the first time most of them had ever played, and I was hitting them pop flies to catch. And they kept backing up, and I was afraid that because they weren't that good, I was afraid that the farther I hit it, the more it might hurt them if they miss it, you know? So I was turning around to pick up a ball, and I said, aren't you guys come in? I wanted them to come forward, right, closer.
Yeah.
But I didn't say come closer. I said come in. I turned around and picked the ball up. When I turned back around, they were all right around me like little chickens. To them, come in meant come all the way in.
Yeah.
You know? And so I've never forgotten that in terms of being clear with the language I use.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really nice story, because it seems like for you and me it's absolutely 100% clear what you meant.
Why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be? Any God fearing American who loves baseball, they would know that. Mm-hmm. You know, but these kids, so it's a great example.
They have a different frame of reference on everything, almost.
Yeah, yeah, and the mistake there in saying, "Hey, I want you to come in," is just it's. Making the assumption, and it's an okay assumption, but an assumption that they understand what that means. I mean,
right.
There are things that we say that we don't even think that people aren't going to get. That's why we got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you had that immediate feedback. Here they were like
right.
little chickens around your
right.
feet. You could do something about it.
Yeah.
It had it been something else in the workplace, you might not see these people until the end of the day.
You left them alone to go execute. You came back and it was, the horse you thought you were building turned into a camel.
That's right? Exactly right. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, this has been very helpful. I need your website one more time, please.
Sure thing. It's rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is Maurer.
Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us, and so we did. Got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Does anybody really know?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.